Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A pickup stolen in Oquito Monday night was recovered Tuesday evening in Gage County. There was no apparent damage. The investigation into the matter continues. Washington County Commissioners met Monday and heard from the Flint Hills Regional Transit Administration. Funding through the Department of Transportation may be available to implement a general transportation service in a 9-district area, which includes Washington County. County commissioners will attend a meeting in Manhattan to learn more details. Nemahal County commissioners met Monday, conducting mostly routine business. Complete county commissioners' minutes are posted on our website at KNDYradio.com. Sometime between February 22nd and 27th, someone entered an outbuilding in Centralia at 460 G Road and took approximately 25 aluminum wheels, a chainsaw, several wrenches, and gasoline, resulting in a loss of $1,427. Robert Dean Burton, age 84, of Washington, formerly of Haddam, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Christian Church, Morroville. Burial in the Hickory Grove Cemetery, Haddam. Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Robert Burton. Mary Jane Foley passed away February 29th. A memorial service is planned Thursday, 10:30 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Family request no flowers. That is services for Mary Jane Foley. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens lunch menu today, tater tot casserole with mixed vegetables, a muffin, beets, and lemon salad. Tomorrow, citrus glazed salmon, wheat bread, rice pilaf, asparagus, and rhubarb crisp.
What happened?
This house is too small.
So let's buy a new house.
But we can't afford a new house. Money doesn't grow on trees.
That's why we'll go to United Bank and Trust. I heard they have low mortgage rates that are affordable for everyone.
Well, then let's go right now.
Stop and see me, Nick Wolf, at United Bank and Trust to talk about getting your new home loan process started, or visit us online at www.ubankonline.com. UBank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
A Spectrum Art Show is the exhibition at the Lee Dam Center for Fine Art throughout the month of March. Enjoy a variety of art created by students from Highland Community College, photography, graphic design, pottery, paintings, and more. The Art Center is open on Thursdays from 1 to 4, Saturdays from 10 to 4, and Sundays from 1 to 4. The Marshall County Arts Cooperative is proud to sponsor this exhibition. The Arts Cooperative will host its annual fundraiser, Palette and Palette, at the Art Center on April 2nd. To purchase tickets, contact Deb Landall at 562-8768.
Here's your KNDY WeatherEye forecast, powered by weatherology.com, for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. As high pressure continues to dominate the weather across the region, we'll have dry conditions to round out the work week here, but a chance for some showers returning into the upcoming weekend as an area of low pressure pushes up from the south. Those high temperatures by this afternoon looking to reach up into the upper 60s, and likewise into your Friday, well into the 60s for those high temperatures. Not quite that warm for your Saturday, back to highs in the lower 60s with a chance for some rain, but lower 70s looking to return for those high temperatures by your Sunday. Taking a closer look at your forecast. For today, expect partly to mostly sunny skies with high temperatures working up into the upper 60s. Our winds staying light and variable. Then for tonight, mostly clear skies, a low near 40. For the day on Friday, still lots of sunshine with a high of 68. Then for your Saturday, do pick up a chance for some showers, low 60s. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Knowing what the weather will be is important to you. It helps you determine what you should have the kids wear to the bus stop, or if you'll have the chance to get that outdoor project completed. Weatherology.com eliminates the frustrations associated with other online weather websites and incorporates the latest social networking tools to enhance the quality of true, up-to-the-minute weather. Take Weatherology.com with you wherever you go by downloading the free mobile app for Android and iPhone. Weatherology.com, the science of weather simplified and socialized.
You've depended on KNDY Radio to get all your local news, weather, and sports updates. Now you can depend on KNDYRadio.com as well, where you can find everything you've heard, missed, and more. Let KNDY keep you informed when severe weather strikes, and listen to your area high school football and basketball broadcasts, even if you're miles away from home, with our Listen Live feature. You can also look to KNDYRadio.com for school closings when the weather's rough. Make KNDYRadio.com your number one source for everything local and so much more.
Prepare ye to be inspired by songs of friendship, loyalty, and love. Songs based on the Gospel of Matthew. In Concert, Godspell, on Palm Sunday, with performances at 2 in the afternoon and 7:30 in the evening at the Memorial Presbyterian Church in Marysville. An eclectic blend of songs tells the story of Jesus' life. In Concert Godspell is sponsored by the Marysville Area Community Theater, the Marshall County Arts Cooperative, and Landmark Enterprises Incorporated. Admission is free.
The annual Marysville American Legion Baseball Soup Day is Thursday, March 10th, serving 11 to 7, featuring chili, vegetable, beef, chicken noodle, ham and bean soup, plus sandwiches, pies, and desserts. Takeouts available as well. Serving at the American Legion Hall in Marysville Thursday, 11 to 7, it's the Marysville American Legion Baseball Soup Benefit.
News that affects profitability and decisions made on your farm or ranch happens around the clock and around the world. You don't have to wait until an appointed news time to get the big story. AgView.net is a site committed to bringing you the news important to you. Compared with other sites that give you every story they can find and leave you to sort it out, AgView.net has people with real-world agriculture experience that separates the wheat from the chaff to give you the stories and interviews that matter most to you. AgView.net.
Justin at New Frontier Ag in McCook, Nebraska, some amazing trade-ins. A 2012 John Deere 7215R tractor with only 1,800 hours, rear duals, command quad IVT transmission, GPS receiver, auto track activation. Check out a like-new 2015 300-hour John Deere 6170M tractor with the John Deere H380 loader and grapple, or an AgChem 1286R Rogator with full GPS suite and all the options for only $99.5. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989, or check the website newfrontierag.com.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. What were some of the highlights from USDA's latest round of crop production reports as well as supply and demand estimates? Rod Bain knows.
A fairly quiet set of USDA crop production and supply and demand estimate reports released Wednesday did include some areas of note. Among those items, revised U.S. soybean ending stocks for this marketing year, up 10 million bushels from last month due to lower crush. That led to a nickel lower adjustment in the midpoint of the season-ending average price, now at $8.75 a bushel. All meat production estimates also rose from the previous month due to higher forecast first quarter broiler and turkey production. Milk production forecasts for 2016 were lowered from February as a smaller decline in the cow herd was offset by slower growth in the amount of milk per cow. I'm Rod Bain reporting in Washington, D.C.
Cargill announcing the company is cutting down the use of antibiotics in livestock. February 26th, Cargill began cutting antibiotic use deemed important for human medicine, farm animals, by around 20% from four feed yards in Kansas, Texas, and Colorado. The top U.S. meat processor is making the same cuts at four feed yards operated by a Cargill supplier. The company details that this will take effect to around 1.2 million cattle each year, or about 18% of what Cargill processes. This comes as Cargill is working to make cuts to deal with a struggling agriculture sector. It also follows a 2013 release by a voluntary guideline for agriculture companies to phase out antibiotic use of growth enhancers for livestock by the Food and Drug Administration. The Obama administration announcing measures that further ease travel and trade restrictions to Cuba later this month ahead of a visit to Cuba. The president is slated to make an announcement on March the 27th. New rules will mark his latest effort to use executive powers to sidestep Congress and chip away at the U.S. embargo against Cuba. With this Ag Business Update, powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. The window for a Senate deal on GMO labeling could be closing as both sides dig in for or against mandatory labels. Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa suggested three Ag Democrats who supported voluntary GMO labeling conditionally in committee could help the GOP's voluntary bill on the floor, but added it may be difficult to move that bill forward.
If we don't get Senator Stabenow, and right now these companies ought to know what they're doing because they have to supply Vermont ahead of July the 1st with their products.
Senate Democrats vow to fight the GOP voluntary labeling bill despite support by hundreds of farm and food groups. Asked if the GOP could support any type of national uniform labeling, Grassley defended the committee passed voluntary approach.
We don't write those specifics in law for two reasons. One, it may be difficult to put it into law. And number two, things change from time to time, so how far into the future do you look? But also because you can't get the votes to pass a specific piece of legislation. So then this is all turned over to the Secretary of Agriculture.
Secretary Vilsack, who supports mandatory labeling, told the National Farmers Union at their just-ended convention last week that If lawmakers cannot make the tough decisions on GMO labeling, that they do need to turn things over to the USDA. Asked about Vilsack's call to leave it up to the USDA, Grassley says,
"Well, that's what the bill does, and so you got to be able to get the votes, get the bill passed, or you can't do what he said."
Grassley said, "Without logic, it is hard to see a path forward on GMO labeling." Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
Okay, this is the time, and your Ford dealer is definitely the place. Why? Because this is Ford Truck Month, people, where you can save big time on Ford F-Series, the number one selling trucks in America for 39 years straight. How does that keep happening, you ask? Because of trucks like Ford F-150 with game-changing innovation. Like a high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy body, making it up to 700 pounds lighter than the previous generation. Yeah, and it doesn't stop there, pal. F-150 is also the winner of a 2016 Kelley Blue Book 5-Year Cost-to-Own Award. Take a bow. And if you're looking for a beast, look no further than Ford Super Duty, delivering best-in-class standard horsepower and torque. This is the time, and this is Ford Truck Month.
F-150 KBB 2016 model year vehicle's projected cost to own for the initial 5-year ownership period is based on the average Kelley Blue Book 5-year cost to own data, which considers depreciation and costs such as fuel and insurance. For more information, visit www.kbb.com. Super Duty classes, full-size pickups over 8,500 pounds GVWR.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. Agriculture, of course. When I was a kid, I blame this on Ben Cartwright and Ponderosa, by the way, but I dreamed of owning a big ranch. The dream remains unrealized because I don't have enough money. I mean, who can afford a $725 million ranch? Well, I'll tell you who after this.
Farming America is brought to you by Stories from the Heartland by Max Armstrong. As one of America's favorite farm broadcasters for over 40 years, Max has been spreading the good word about the great work being done by the men and women who feed the world. Max has met some fascinating people along the way, and his book, Stories from the Heartland, is a beautiful, hardcover, full-color tribute to those people and to the American farmer. Max's book is available at BarnesandNoble.com and Amazon, but for an autographed copy, go to MaxArmstrongBook.com and look for the Farming America window for a special price. That's MaxArmstrongBook.com for your autographed copy. The farmer in your life will love this book. The website again, MaxArmstrongBook.com. Now, if you have a book you'd like to publish, contact Max's publishers and they'll chat with you about options. You can find their contact information on Max's website, MaxArmstrongBook.com.
As I recall, the first color TV show I saw was Bonanza. And oh boy, I waited for that show. I think it was every Sunday night I'd watch Bonanza and I'd sit there in front of the screen, spellbound, watching Ben and his boys on that beautiful Ponderosa, dreaming that someday I would have a ranch like that, and I'd be out there riding around playing cowboy. Well, that kind of dream is expensive, and in my case, it never happened. But it did for Stan Kroenke. You might know that name, Stan Kroenke, because he owns, among other things, the St. Louis Rams. Well, they used to be St. Louis Rams, now Los Angeles Rams. He bought the sprawling 535,000-acre Wagoner Ranch in Texas. The price tag? Well, the official terms were not disclosed, but somewhere around $725 million. $725 million. The deal includes 7,500 head of cattle, 500 horses, 30,000 acres of farmland, 1,200 oil wells that yield 675,000 barrels of oil per year. The Wagoner property is roughly 150 miles northwest of Fort Worth. It spans 800 square miles across six Texas counties. It stretches across seemingly endless prairie with four man-made lakes and pastures dotted with cows and oil pumps. The property can hold up to 16,000 head of cattle. Deer, turkey, and feral pigs scamper freely across its pastures with no commercial hunting allowed on the property. The ranch's owners and promoters herald it as the largest contiguous ranch in the United States that is surrounded by a single fence. Most Wagoner cowboys wear spurs and chaps and horseshoe mustaches, much like their forerunners did, but smartphones poke out of the breast pockets of these newfangled cowboys. Weldon Holly is the 64-year-old ranch manager who first worked on the Wagoner property in 1970 and still rides herd on the cattle there. He says their cowboy way is dying out, and I'd like to see it stay around for a while. It's been an awfully good life for some of us. It's an extremely good place to raise your children. A lot of us have worked here for many years, many generations. It's not really a job. It's a way of life. And for Stan Kroenke, it's an expensive way of life. $725 million for the Wagoner Ranch in Texas. Back after this. Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.